From a CD, rather, called Hardwood Harmonics. That was a group from Edmonton called UB, which I'm guessing stands for Ukrainian Boys, but they don't say, so we're going to have to go with my best guess. And that is a song that they called Shaban, or Ode to a Shaban, and it's just a great toe-tapper to start to open up our program. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Говорить Павліна Макварі, дякую, що рішила перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, Pokrinska in Ukrainian, Povnina, and it is wonderful to have you with me. Whether you're listening on shortwave, AM, FM, online, or in flight, or to the podcast, welcome, Vitayu. And we've got a great program lined up for you. Vasil Pavlovsky will be by with a cultural capsule, and he'll be talking about outgoing Ukrainian Catholic Cardinal Husar. Father Ihor Kutash will be by to speak about Ukraine's beloved bard Taras Shevchenko. We'll have some news from Ukraine, a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up for today's show, I just wanted to say that I have been selecting Ukrainian music for radio for going on 21 years now. And that is a number that just boggles my mind when I think about it, when I say it. But since 1990, that was when I started. But in the first 6 years of the first incarnation of Nash Holos, I did have help. I only had to do it every third week because I had a couple of co-hosts and we spelled each other off, and that was cool. But since 2000, when I've been doing this program on my own, I have been selecting the music for every single show, and that we're talking about close to 600 programs I have done all on my own. So you can imagine sometimes, you kind of get a mental block sometimes. What am I going to play this week? So I had some great help for today's musical lineup, because on March the 13th, I went down to Victoria to the Taras Shevchenko concert put on by the Vancouver Island Ukrainian Society. And the musical part of the program was pretty much arranged by Vancouver Svitana Chorus, and they all came over kit and caboodle on the ferry from Vancouver to Victoria. And I drove down, yes, over the Malahat. It was fine. And at any rate, they had just a fabulous array of Taras Shevchenko lyrics put to music. And also, they explained, or one of the singers, who happens to be the husband of the artistic director, Anquika Kozak, Adam, told us that Taras Shevchenko, he was actually a playful kind of fellow and loved Ukrainian folk songs, and that is what he drew a lot of his own inspiration from. And so Svitana Chorus, rather, had a sing-along with a lot of folk songs, and I happen to have in the Nash Holos Library every single tune that they sang. So I'm going to play that for you and a couple more. So coming up next is Svitana Chorus from their CD, Celebrating the Seasons, and a song that is not Taras Shevchenko's words, but certainly his sentiments, Ukraino Moya, My Ukraine, and the male soloist is Ivan Soychuk. Oh,
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля». Ukrainian programming, the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain. Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через веб-сайт cjsf.ca.
Дякую. чином мого года.
A song about unrequited love for you there. That was Mau Yara's Yumchenunku, Once I Had a Girl, and that was performed by Millennia from Edmonton. That's from their CD Corinha, or Roots. And before them, another Edmonton group, not together anymore, but when they recorded a CD called Pochatka Beginnings, and this the tune that you heard before Millennia's was indeed Trubka from that CD. It was called Rozprehajte Chlopci Koni, Unharness the Horses, Boys, and a little bit about Marus thrown in there as well. Well, we're going to slow things down a little bit. We've got Kalena coming up next from Edmonton, or from Winnipeg rather, and from their CD Seam or Seven. And it is a song about sort of unrequited love, kind of on the shoes on the other foot. Now, this is about a guy who'd really much rather eat a bowl of pierogies than go out with a beautiful young girl. And of course, they have to be cottage cheese pierogies. So here's Kalena now with Serom Perohe.
Чула, чула те, и с тела я кчену, що несла пироге. И шо вяра постежи, по меже темне, и с тела я кчену, що несла пироге. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, и с тела я кчену, що несла пироге. Дівча моя кохане, че знаєш мої сте, що я тебе кохаю. Che chula chula chula, che chula chula te, is there a yak chill, stone slap it ahead. Did you like what you like, cause that's give me instead, those razors I'm a seller. На свіжій пироге, че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і здивая кичини, що несла пироге, а деся і залізу, з'ялися пороге, позаки збердяку, сховався буряне, че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і здивая кичини, що несла пироге. Ніяке вороге, взяли собі дівчини, і сиром пироге. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і здива як чину, що несла пироге. Позарки заплакав, п'ятяшки вороге, візьміцом дівчини, віддайте пироге. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і здива як чину, що несла пироге. Музика. чула те, і з дива я не чиню, що несла пироги. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, і з дива я не чиню, що несла пироги.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. Up next, Father Ihor Kutash of St. Mary the Protectress Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Montreal. Father Ihor comes to us courtesy Simon Kuklevsky, producer of the radio program Ukrainian Time in Montreal.
Today we are talking about Taras Shevchenko, a truly great man whom Ukrainians throughout the world honor during the month of March. Taras Shevchenko was born on March 9, 1814, and died the day after his birthday, 45 years later, on March 10, 1861. There was a great deal of suffering and persecution in Taras Shevchenko's life, including the fact that he was deprived of the privilege of living and dying upon the land and among the people he loved, as well as the great disappointment in that his dream of a peaceful and loving family life was never fulfilled. Shevchenko's yearning for this is evident in his last poem, written on the back of his self-portrait. It begins with the words, "Should we not then cease, my friend?" The friend with whom he converses is his muse, who represents the life partner for whom he longed and of whom he was deprived to the very end of his days upon the earth. Taras Shevchenko's love of neighbor was manifested in the beautiful and passionate poetry about the people of Ukraine and others who suffered social and national hardship under the repressive regime of the Moscow Tsars. The powerful words of this son of Ukrainian serfs were seeds which blossomed into a powerful movement of national consciousness. The harvest, a sovereign democratic Ukraine, where people of various ethnic and confessional communities seek to live and work together for the common good, came about more than 100 years after his death. Taras Shevchenko accepted his destiny with patience and with hope. We can find evidence of this in the words found in that very same last poem. He says to his muse, "Into the other world, my friend, to God, we'll hasten to our rest." The wholeness for which he yearned was something that he hoped to find in the life beyond this earthly life. May we also be inspired to continue to work for the very best.
бы заплакал бы с ними. То бы доля приборкала меж людьми чужими.
Nachveli Chasu, news from today's Ukraine. The Ukrainian parliament has approved a long-awaited anti-corruption bill that requires the country's officials to be transparent about their personal expenditures. A total of 330 of the 409 Ukrainian MPs in attendance for the parliament session voted for the bill, according to Press TV. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych said the Council of Europe's anti-corruption monitoring body has already expressed approval of the new law. The legislation requires officials and their family members to declare their incomes and expenditures. The new law tightly monitors the activities of government officials, said Ukrainian MP Yuri Shukov. However, corrupt practices can still be seen in other places, such as in politics, law enforcement agencies, the judicial branch, and administrative services, he added. Ukrainian Prime Minister Mykola Azarov also expressed confidence in the new law. However, opposition MPs criticized the fact that the bill was even considered. This law is nothing but an imitation of a campaign against corruption, said Arseniy Yatsenyuk, a member of parliament in the Our Ukraine People's Self-Defense Party. You don't want to fight it, you are at the head of it, and you are quite happy with this, said Yatsenyuk. According to a report issued by Transparency International, Ukraine is one of the most corrupt countries in the world, on a par with Peru, Mexico, and Bolivia. Experts say that even though government officials have pledged to fight corruption and claim it is at the top of their agenda, Ukraine has made little progress in reducing corruption over the past several years. Ukraine will implement all Libyan UN sanctions, according to Director of the Ministry's Information Policy Department, Oleg Voloshin. In a recent statement, he said that the top priority for Kyiv is an end to the violence in Libya and the safety of Ukrainian citizens in the country. Voloshin also said that under order of Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, everything is in place to evacuate Ukrainians who want to leave Libya, which the government strongly recommends doing, Voloshin said. Amnesty International has condemned the mistreatment of 8 Afghan citizens awaiting deportation from Ukraine. The human rights group says the Afghanis are being beaten by border guards and denied adequate food, water, and medical treatment. The 8 men were detained at Boryspil Airport in Kyiv on March 13th. Sources have told Amnesty International that some of them were so severely injured they're unable to lie down. Amnesty International has called on Ukrainian authorities to halt the deportations and to ensure the detained men are given access to lawyers and the United Nations Refugee Agency. A second human rights group, the Kyiv-based No Borders Group, said that some of the group had applied for asylum in Ukraine, but their applications were rejected without the opportunity for appeal. 6 Afghanis have already been deported to Afghanistan, including an unaccompanied minor. Also allegedly subjected to abuses by guards, some of these detainees self-harmed in protest, but were deported anyway. The Ukrainian State Border Service denies it has used unnecessary force to expel Afghan refugees. Reporters Without Borders has expressed shock at a Kyiv appeal court decision earlier this month. The press freedom organization says the decision would effectively prevent any further attempt to identify the senior government officials believed to be behind the murder of online journalist Georgi Gongadze in September of 2000. The appeal court ruling on March 3rd upheld a decision by the prosecutor's office to change the legal definition of the killing from commissioned murder to the less serious murder on verbal orders. The latter carries a lower sentence and limits criminal responsibility to the person who gave the verbal order and the person who carried it out. Reporters Without Borders says the ruling means that political associates of Leonid Kuchma, who was president in 2000, will no longer have anything to fear. The person alleged to have given the verbal order for Gongadze's murder was the then Interior Prime Minister Yuri Kravchenko. Kravchenko died mysteriously in 2005. Gongadze family lawyer Valentina Telechenko plans to appeal to the High Commission for Ukrainian Court Charges, the only body capable of reversing the decision. The March 3rd ruling was preceded by a series of irregularities in the investigation since December. The Gongadze family's lawyers are still waiting for access to the prosecution files. Oleksiy Pukach, the Interior Ministry intelligence officer accused of carrying out the murder, has been studying them for the past 3 months. Meanwhile, Reporters Without Borders is also alarmed at scarcely veiled death threats against independent journalist Serhiy Leshchenko. They recently appeared in the pro-government newspaper Izvestia v Ukraina. Leshchenko is an influential journalist who often writes about corruption for Ukrainska Pravda. This is the news website founded by online journalist Georgi Gongadze, who was murdered in September 2000. The threats against Leshchenko were issued in an opinion piece by Vyacheslav Pikhovshik, a public relations consultant who supports President Viktor Yanukovych. In his article, Pikhovshik claimed to be concerned about Leshchenko's fate. He likened Leshchenko's position to Gongadze's in 2000 and suggested that he was best placed to be the next journalist murdered in Ukraine. He went on to say that the opposition could be in favor of murdering Leshchenko so the blame could be put on the government. "These comments are despicable and dangerous," said Reporters Without Borders. "Suggesting that Leshchenko could suffer the same fate as Gongadze is a barely disguised death threat, one that is particularly revolting, as the people behind Gongadze's murder have still not been brought to justice, although 10 years have gone by." The press freedom organization added, "The comments are a form of manipulation designed to intimidate and silence Leshchenko. They also implicitly try to blame Gongadze's murder on the opposition." Izvestia v Ukraina's editor, Yanina Sokolovska, was a ruling party election candidate. She refused to publish Leshchenko's response unless he removed all criticism of the Yanukovych government. Reporters Without Borders calls on Izvestia v Ukraina to publish Leshchenko's response in its entirety and to refrain from carrying irresponsible and violent articles such as Pikhovshik's in the future. Meanwhile, in economic news, Bosco Dnipro, a subsidiary of Russia's Bosco di Silegi, is set to open a Bosco Sport flagship store at 17 Khreshchatyk Street in Kyiv on March 21, 2011, according to a company press release. The store, with a gross area of 350 square meters, is to be located on two floors. It will sell men's, women's, and children's clothing of the Bosco Sport collection. Since December 2010, Bosco Sports stores have been open in Kyiv, Dnipropetrovsk, and Odessa. The company said that Bosco Dnipro intends to open a Bosco Sports store in Kharkiv in June and by late 2011 stores in Yalta, Donetsk, and Lviv. And finally in the news, according to a ranking drawn up by Focus magazine and presented last week in Kyiv, Ukraine currently has 21 billionaires with a total capital of $58 billion. That's up from 8 billionaires last year. Mykhailo Kladkoy, chief editor of Focus magazine, says that the total fortune of the top 10 billionaires is equal to the expenditures of Ukraine's state budget. Topping the list of the 200 richest people of Ukraine for 2011 is owner of SCM Group Rinat Akhmetov. He ranks with assets of $15.6 billion. Akhmetov is followed by co-owners of Privat Group, and they are Ihor Kolomoisky at $5.3 billion in assets and Hennady Boholyubov with $4.9 billion in assets. The magazine's list also includes 16 members of Ukraine's parliament, who together have amassed $19 billion. And that's the news for this week. A bit of a blast from the past. That was Lubomir Kovalchuk of Montreal, known to mainstream music fans, particularly back in the 1980s, as Luba. And that was Oy Nahori Tseha Nestoyala, Gypsy Stood on the Hill. And before the news break, you heard the Canadian Bandures Capella from Toronto, from their second CD, Hrai Kobzariu, and Bandureste Orlesezi, Bandurist, You Soar Above Us Like an Eagle. Up next is Vasil Pavlovsky with Cultural Capsule.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. Born on February 26, 1933, he managed to survive the Soviet occupation of Lviv and to complete elementary school and the first year gymnasium, which one would consider junior high school, before fleeing to the West with his parents in 1944. He continued his early studies in Salzburg, Austria, where his parents had temporarily settled before finally emigrating and settling in the United States of America in 1949. Like many other Ukrainian youth who arrived in the U.S., he was involved in the Ukrainian scouting organization, PLAST, though his involvement with this organization and that of Sum, the Ukrainian Youth Association, would take on a different role later in his life. From 1950 through 1954, he studied at the St. Basil College Seminary in Stamford, Connecticut, and then went on to study at the Catholic University of America in Washington, as well as at Fordham University, a Jesuit institution in New York. On March 30, 1958, Lubomir Huzar was ordained a priest for the Ukrainian Catholic Eparchy of Stamford. After his ordination, he taught at his alma mater in Stamford and served as pastor for the Holy Trinity Church in Kerkonkson, New York, as well as chaplain and spiritual advisor at the Sum Camp in Ellenville and at the Soyuzivka Resort of the Ukrainian National Association. In 1969, he left the United States for Rome to prepare his doctorate of theology at the Pontifical Urbania University. His dissertation was titled Metropolitan Sheptytsky, Messenger of Eucumenism. In 1977, he was ordained bishop by Major Archbishop Josip Slippy while at the Studite Monastery in Castel Gandolfo, Italy. And while this was canonical under the Eastern Rites of Christianity, to do so without the approval of the Pope caused a few waves in Rome, and officially he was not recognized as a bishop until 1996. In 1993, Lubomir Husar returned to Ukraine and set up a Studite monastery in Kolodyuka, located about 20 kilometers southeast of Ternopil. After Cardinal Lubachevsky's death on December 14, 2000, on January 25th the following year, Lubomir Husar was elected Major Archbishop and Cardinal by the Synod of Bishops of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church and received the approval of Pope John Paul II the next day. While he has been spiritual leader of Ukrainian Greek Catholic since then, his failing eyesight and his resignation from this position was accepted by the Pope on February 10th of this year. Lubomir Husar has not only served the church, but can be considered a great humanitarian and has greatly contributed to Ukrainian cultural life. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's cultural capsule featured Lubomir Husar.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Цілуватись навчена, а я донька, мамчина, мамчина, цілуватись навчена. загубки, та й звелися до купки.
And a group from Ukraine called Express. That was a song called Oy Nahori Dva Dubke, On the Hill Are Two Oak Trees. And speaking of trees, we have Sofia Rotaru coming up now singing about Ukraine's national tree, the Guelder Rose, High Bush Cranberry. Here she is now with Odna Kalena.
Співали за тобою, там пташки співали, співали. pěvačky zpívala, zpívala za tobou. Tam ptášky zpívala, zpívala za tobou, tam ptášky zpívala za tobou. I srdce moje v sodolačku zpívala, zpívala za tobou. I srdce moje v sodolačku zpívala, zpívala za tobou.
And that was Mickey and Bunny from their CD 24 Greatest Hits and Ptashke Spivayut, songwriters are singing in honor of the fact that spring has finally arrived, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. in Vancouver, AM 1320 on the radio dial, and streaming online at am1320.com, as well archives are at nashholos.com. The internationally syndicated edition airs on the PCJ radio network on shortwave, AM and FM in over 28 countries, and every weekend on PCJ Internet Radio at pcjmedia.com, and also in flight on China Airlines International. The podcast for the Vancouver edition can be found at the Nash Holos website. Again, that's nashholos.com. And the international PCJ radio edition is at pcjmedia.com. Both editions as well are available on iTunes. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Хто науку має, але нікого не вчить, того ніхто ніколи не похвалить. And our Ukrainian proverb of the week translates as, whoever learns from their mistakes does not suffer much. Well, that about wraps up our program. So to finish things up, tighten up those dancing, the laces on those dancing boots, because we've got the Playboy Band from Edmonton with the Arkan. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.